B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily for Monday, March 25th, 2019, your home for esports and gaming. My name's Nate Bender. So glad to have you locked in with us. I want to thank everyone listening on CBS Sports Radio 1300 in Baltimore, as well as the Ticket 1230 in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, Sony held their first ever State of Play, and we'll give you all the latest. Plus, we'll look ahead to April and give you a rundown on all the new releases. Those conversations are ahead here today on Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start today playing a little bit of catch-up from the weekend. Joining me to help break down this important discussion is the Checkpoint XP crew, Robbie Landis.
Moving the payload.
Norris Howard.
PogChamp.
And Joe Sloan.
I love it. So good.
It is really good.
Do you have a good weekend, guys?
Yeah. I finished two projects that I've been working on over the weekend. Yep,
projects?
First and foremost, is Sarah and I completed our watching of Game of Thrones. She is officially
the marathon.
The marathon has ended. We are through all seven seasons and ready to go for season eight.
How does she feel in general? We can ask her tomorrow, but your assessment.
I would say after the uncomfortableness of season two, she did much better with the series from there on in, except for the scenes with Ramsay and Sansa. She did not appreciate those.
Those are bad.
And to be fair, I agree. Those are pretty rough.
Those are bad. Those are real bad.
In addition to that, I also beat Pokemon Let's Go Eevee.
Nice.
Good job.
All done. All 152. I got 151. I don't have the plus in to get Mew.
So how did you feel that the difficulty compared to, like, say, you know, kind of the originals?
So easy.
Yeah, right?
I mean, I had to purposely stop using my Eevee when I got to the Elite Four because my Eevee is busted.
If you actually
use the person in the Pokemon centers to, like, teach your Eevee those special moves, it's busted. It's not even fair. I had to stop. The only thing I used Eevee on was I brought it back from Mewtwo because Mewtwo was crazy hard.
See, like, I felt like it was too easy. That's kind of why I gave up on it.
Yeah.
I used nothing but my Eevee from the first gym until the Elite Four. I never needed to use another Pokemon.
That's too easy.
It was ridiculously easy. I mean, to be fair, I fought every Pokemon I came across for a long time. I caught them all. I fought every trainer, so I was very well leveled.
Are you any more excited for Gen 8?
A lot more, actually.
Yeah.
It did get me ready for a new gen of Pokemon. I'll tell you what. I kind of like the catch mechanic that if I want to skip having to do random encounters with Pokemon, I can if I want to. By the end of the game, you just run away. Or you just use repels, I suppose, to not even have to go. Because, it's, you know, there's the time into the transition screen and everything like that. But, yeah, I think I would use more repels if I went back. Because being able to just say, we're in the rock tunnel again. I don't want to fight anything. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
That was actually very nice.
Yeah,
so.
That's fair. What would you think if, similar to Let's Go, that they had the Pokemon physically represented on the map?
Is that a way to sort of, I mean, I'm fine with that.
Because then you can avoid what you want to avoid.
And fight what you want to fight. I'd be actually completely fine with that. I think that's almost as valid
a way of doing it as, like, you know, you only get random encounters in high grass.
Right, well, that's what I mean. Like, I had to eventually go catch Pinsir, which is a 1% spawn rate, and he only spawns on two routes. Even though I didn't have to go through every random encounter, it still took me a few hours
to find
it. It takes
a while.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, but that's the thing, I think if they made it to where the Pokemon are visible, but if you're walking through tall grass, there's chance of random encounter. Some sort of hybrid between the two.
I could see that.
I think that would be really cool, actually.
I mean, for as much as Let's Go was kind of maligned by the... the normal, the purest, the elitist, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
The elitist four, whatever. I don't know. but it doesn't work. It worked.
It worked.
Shut up, Norris. Don't judge my jokes. but, I do think that overall, I'm just ready for Gen 8. I wouldn't mind having some of those.
Dude, borrowing
the quality of life.
Yes, a few of them. Like, a handful would be fine. And I think
having your buddy Pokemon be your HM Pokemon.
Yeah, not having
to actually have it in your party if you don't want to.
Do that.
They had come up with the ride Pokemon, which was kind of a clever way around HMs in the last generation.
Yep.
But I like that, like just designating your starter Pokemon to be your HM holder.
And that was like way better. Being able to eventually have your, once you beat the Elite Four, you can actually ride above the routes. You don't actually, you fly over the routes now on your, your starter Pokemon. That was a really cool idea.
That's cool.
Bringing back red, blue, and green, and having you fight against them as the final, as like the actual final bosses. That was a good idea.
Yeah. Nice.
I actually haven't beaten red because, so like red and blue and green are all like level 60, 70-ish Pokemon. Red's got like the high 80s Pokemon.
Yeah.
And you have to beat six of the mystery trainers. And I'm like, I'm not doing all that crap. No.
That seems excessive.
That seems like a bit much.
Calling it quits, huh?
Yeah, I called it quits. I finished the Pokedex and called it a day.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening at our Twitch channel over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. We appreciate you joining us live. You can join us live every single weekday starting at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's again over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Norris, what were you doing this weekend?
I was watching all of the OWL. The OWL.
There was a lot of OWL to be watching,
and,
too.
Our Major Leagues update is going to be... There's going to be a lot to cover
in not very much time. I honestly cannot wait to talk about the San Francisco Shock Vancouver Titans match, because that was just insane.
Overwatch, man.
Insane.
Could you think of something better to get put on national television?
No. It was perfect.
And it's funny because, you know, I think we'll talk about this a little bit later on in the week, but the way that some people were reacting to having esports on ABC on social media was fairly laughable, but
the future is now, old man.
But it's kind of cool because you actually saw some people starting to come around on it too.
We started off on Wednesday.
Who started off staunchly like, this is stupid, like this is going to ruin kids.
Yeah.
And then by like two tweets later, they're like, oh, I get this. Smack talk competition. This is not bad.
Which, by the way, means that they saw it, went on their Twitter to say, this is stupid, I hate you, ABC, I'm not watching anymore, and then proceeded to watch more.
To keep watching it.
By the way.
That is like a perfect map of consumerism. Be furious about something, say, I'm never going to consume it again, immediately consume that thing.
Yep, exactly. And this is why they can do whatever they want, and they know it.
No, true. So I did a lot of that, and then my brother was talking a lot of smack over the weekend, so he came over, wanted to play me in FIFA, and I proceeded
to put him in his place. Yep.
And that was about it, so I was feeling pretty great about the weekend.
Right on. Robbie, what were you doing?
Played a lot of Fallout 76, but the big sort of point in my weekend was that I finally laid the cash down to buy myself a gaming laptop.
What'd you get?
We're going to be on the road here for quite a
bit. Does that mean I get my laptop back?
You get your hand-me-down back.
Yes.
That's
far from a hand-me-down. That laptop has been able to handle every game you've thrown at it.
And it also has
thrown Fallout 76 and Apex, and it barely handled
it. No.
Well, that's
bro,
every game you've thrown at it.
I ain't going to slander that laptop, because that laptop has been critical for our on-the-road production.
That's true.
But
so, compared to your Omen, his football, and the Omen that I got, it's kind of a hand-me-down.
Yeah, you're right.
So wait, So we have a nuclear football and three omens.
Oh, did you pick up an omen too?
That's my laptop.
Yeah, sure indeed.
So what are you going to use it for, Nate? Just like a hard drive?
Norris, well, you know what he's going to use it for.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
No, but here's
definition of a hand-me-down.
whoa, with the language.
Here's the thing, though, is that that nuclear football laptop is very heavy.
Yes.
So
that is a fact.
That you don't need.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. If I don't
play Fallout 76,
right, I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
So,
that's fair. If you don't have to bring it to the office, say every day.
Every day.
Maybe that would be a win.
I may leave the other one at the office too. I may just
leave it.
That's
a good idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not a bad one.
That's a good idea.
Just have the big Fallout 76 machine.
That's pretty much it.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, it's got that and Oblivion on it, and my Oblivion's all modded out, so that's kind of nice.
What about you, Nate, though? You didn't tell us what you've been doing the week.
I played Fallout 76.
That goes without saying at this point.
Yeah. I was wheeling and dealing, doing some gun trading, and got myself a bloodied explosive handmade rifle.
How much did that cost you, buddy?
So I had 44K caps
okay. Hey, I'm like, well, that's not
my main character and all of my mules, right? Like, it caps out at 25K caps.
Right.
So I've been, you know, I've got the cameraman account that we use on Checkpoint 76.
Caps for you?
I'm using that to mule caps and legendary items and flux and ultra sight. So I finally found somebody. We talked about this actually on the podcast, which you can find over at checkpointxp.com. But last week, I was trying to find somebody to buy a bloodied explosive handmade from, and they were trying to charge me real money.
Yeah, they won $20.
This person actually would haggle with me for caps.
Okay.
And he worked with me. So he took all 40K of my caps, left me with 4K, so I had some operating budget.
Did you tell him you had 40K?
I told him I've got 44K, and he's like, I'll take 40K now, and I'll take 25K whenever you can get it.
You should have said, give you 30, and then you go back and forth.
So 65K total. So you still
have to farm him up 25K, basically.
Which I got yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Which I was like, it'll take me maybe about 2 weeks, and it took me a day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you had a brand new gun to farm with. So.
That's true.
I mean, that
helped a little bit. Yeah. I got a little bit more active in selling my backlog of stuff, because I mean you've got to be active in like throwing your trade list out there onto the Discord and stuff like that. So I got a little bit more on top of that. I was able to sell a couple of guns. Did a great trade. I traded away probably one of my best guns that I shouldn't have, but I got two shot exploding guns for like everyone that runs in our crew.
Oh,
so
nice!
So it was
about to be Santa Claus.
Well, Robbie got a gun
you
from
even
me.
Gave one to Skurro.
I gave one to Skurro, if you can imagine that.
You went full on Oprah.
I've got one for Dark Flux. Got one too. So
oh, man, you get a shotgun. You get a shotgun.
That's right. So shout out to McMau who traded me that, and who's hanging out with us on Discord on Sunday. That was
awesome.
A whole lot of fun. But I also installed a new light in my kitchen.
Yes, I noticed that you can actually see in your kitchen now.
Yeah, you don't have the perpetual mood lighting. No. Here's what it is that so there was a four bulb what do you call it? Fluorescent bulb.
Old
the ballast
light
was dead.
Is what it's called.
Well, it looked like the ballast had died in it.
The ballast, it may have, but when I sat down and I looked and I price compared, to get four new bulbs would have cost exactly what that light fixture that I just installed cost.
Oh, well, fair enough. So now you have some nice...
Even if it wasn't the ballast that died.
Yo,
right.
This is the oldest, most dad-ass conversation we've ever had on this show, and we need to move the fuck on.
I just like knowing why I can see in the kitchen now is all.
It's, I mean, I'm proud of him
it's
for doing
nice.
Something for himself. He was handy and did it himself.
It does feel
that's,
good.
That's great. And we should all applaud that. But holy hell, are y'all old.
Well, can I tell you about the yard work that I did over the weekend?
No, you may not.
Were you bagging some leaves or something?
I actually was.
Were you really? Yeah. Well, all that snow melted,
yeah,
so it's a good time to do
my
it.
My yard looked like crap.
No.
Are you,
stop it!
What's next, the gutters?
The human era is over.
I'm going to get up there with the gutters?
Probably.
I mean, you're going to have to.
I know.
You know what? What you don't want is you don't want the gutter clog and making a big rain dam for you. Because
right.
I'll tell you, when it gets to winter, shut up, Norris. You don't need a microphone. You don't need you already said your piece. When it gets to winter and that freezes, you can come up with a big ice dam.
Well, that's great, Nate. But it just turned the first day of spring, so I've got a moment.
I know. But you know what? You procrastinate a lot.
That's true. I do an awful lot.
We all do that because we all get distracted by nice, shiny electronic video games.
Yeah, by talking about shit like this.
All right. Well, listen, we want. No, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint underscore XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll run down all the new video game releases coming up in April. That discussion will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, just before we sat down to record, Sony wrapped up their first ever State of Play conference. We actually watched it together with our Twitch audience, and you can be a part of that. twitch.tv/checkpointxp. We'll give you all the latest ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the sports beat of East Texas, 104.3 in Carthage, 103.9 in Marshall, and 100.7 in Henderson, as well as 1250 and 94.5 ESPN San Antonio. Checkpoint XP Daily is now a part of the BPod Network at bpodstudios.com. For more great listening options like Inside the Ropes, a weekly look inside wrestling in the WWE, and Talk and Rock with Meltdown, an interview and music news podcast, go to bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. This week, Sony held their first ever State of Play stream. They chose not to hold a PlayStation Experience last year and have said that they won't be holding a presentation at E3 this year. So it looks like they've adopted the Nintendo Direct method of making announcements. And boy, this was more Nintendo Direct than even any Nintendo Direct I've seen.
We could tell.
Dare I say, it was shorter than any Nintendo Direct stream.
Look, you need...
Usually, with Nintendo Direct, you have somebody who's talking to you,
right,
the
yeah.
audience. There was none of that.
No, this
was
a voiceless figure.
Show a little bit of respect for Nintendo. When they have Directs, they usually have new stuff to tell us as well.
Well, I'll put it this way. Yeah, I can see why they didn't do a PlayStation Experience.
They said
we don't have a whole lot to announce right now, and they were not lying.
If they had brought this to E3, they would have gotten dragged.
Oh, absolutely.
Everyone would have gone, why? Why did you waste any time? You know what I didn't see in this? And I'm just going to get right to it because everyone's going to be wondering, did they talk about Death Stranding? Because obviously that's the biggest game in Sony's back pocket right now. No, not a word. They didn't breathe a word of Death Stranding.
Which is especially telling, and I don't want to say concerning, but considering that Kojima himself has tweeted out this week saying that he's playing the whole game on his PS4.
He's
scrubbing through it. It's in the final phase.
They did also say that throughout the year there would be more of these state rallies.
True.
We'll probably get one, say, at the beginning of June.
They were promoting a lot of stuff that's going to be coming out in 2 weeks. You know, maybe they're not looking that far ahead. I don't know.
Let's move through real quick what they did announce. We saw an Iron Man VR game that's coming out in 2019.
Snore.
A lot of VR,
what
by
a
the way.
Waste.
A lot of VR.
Snore.
What
a
like,
snore.
Here's the thing. If you're going to do a VR game for a superhero,
Iron Man's the one to do.
Iron Man's not a bad choice.
It's not the Iron Man game anybody asked for.
No, there isn't.
They've been asking for a sandbox open world Spider-Man style game for Iron Man for like 20 years now, and it's never happened.
It's called Anthem, and it still's bad.
Yikes.
Point taken.
Big yikes.
Crash Team Racing was shown off, and that was originally announced back at the Game Awards. That's coming June 21st.
Which
you're big into Crash Team Racing. You're happy for a remake.
This is not a nostalgia poll that just has any weight with me.
No, I was
Diddy
Kong Racing.
You could just wait and play Diddy Kong Racing.
That's exactly it. Was it a case of one or the other?
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like this is going to be like that generation a few years after us, like 5 years after us. Like, whereas we had like Sonic and Mario, they might have had like this versus that.
Okay, all right.
No Man's Sky is getting a VR component that was shown off for summer 2019.
Why is this the third thing that they showed off? Because it made me kind of check out of the conference.
Yeah.
I was sort of like, okay, if you're leading off with the Iron Man VR game that nobody asked for, and then your third thing in is No Man's Sky VR component, this does not bode very well.
Yep. Real quick, a couple more for this is Ready Set Heroes was shown off. It's a Diablo-esque PvP game. Blood and Truth.
With cartoon characters. When you say Diablo-esque, that makes me think like, oh, really cool.
This is more like a party game sort of thing.
Yeah.
We also have got a sci-fi game coming from Devolver Digital where you play as an AI controlling the station. It's called Observation.
This was maybe the only cool thing that was shown off.
But how much do we have to now depend on Devolver to bring the only creative thing to people's, you know, kind conferences and keynotes and videos nowadays?
That's fair. Scott Coffin.
I sort of feel like Devolver Digital has become sort of the Adult Swim of video games.
That's fair.
I'm okay,
you know what
with
I mean?
That.
I can like, see that. Like they just kind of do whatever they want
to
do.
They're driven by passion. They don't have to, you know, necessarily. They're not at the yoke of a corporate master.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Like they have enough freedom to choose weird, quirky things, and it works out for them.
They're okay with swinging and missing.
Right. In the same way that Adult Swim is very much like that. Like you think, like, oh, Adult Swim is actually a part of Turner Broadcasting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
true.
They're inside a very major system. And they give them enough breathing room to kind of do their own thing, and I think that's why it's so popular. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR 560 AM and 95.9 FM, as well as 103.9 in Lexington, Kentucky. We're currently going over what was announced at the Sony State of Play conference. Some interesting stuff, some not so interesting stuff. What else you got here?
Yeah. Conference is a little strong.
Yeah. Scott Cawthon's VR adaptation of Five Nights at Freddy's that he's been working on for a while that got
it'll be
shown off.
It'll be a streamer thing.
People will be picking it apart for lore.
Well,
sure.
I mean, when if one of the good vehicles for VR is jump scares, this is a great.
Oh, this
way
is a great
to achieve
game
this is it.
To put into VR.
Like,
absolutely.
I feel
I don't
like
have a
any,
problem with this
anyone,
at all.
Anyone who streams this, they have to also stream like a wide shot of them playing it, so when they rip off the hardware and scream and run out of the room, that you also see that as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. We got a new game coming from Worldwide Studios. It's got a sweet visual art style. It's called Concrete Genie. It's coming out fall 2019, and it's kind of reminds me of Okami. You like draw
it's
things
like
and
infamous,
they come to life.
Infamous meets Okami.
Like, I sort of feel like this was the premise of a bunch of different cartoon episodes in the mid-90s where like some kid has the power to draw things and that stuff comes to life. Like I feel like it was just like a one-off episode of
I do
like,
know that there's a Naruto character where that's basically his power.
That's not at all what I was talking about, Norris.
Doodlebob. Naruto.
Doodlebob.
This
yeah,
is Doodlebob.
A little similar to Doodlebob, but Doodlebob. I mean like it's it's definitely a trope that is out there and exists, but cool use of it.
Lastly, we got a final trailer for Days Gone, which is coming out next month, as well as some
stop
more looks
it.
At MK11.
Just stop it. Just put the game out, and everyone's going to be disappointed by it. Just get it over with.
We got our first look at Jax from MK11.
We did
yeah,
that.
we did get a look at more MK11. Jax was in there.
Johnny Cage, still my favorite.
Johnny
character.
Cage. It looked like they were going to great lengths to kind of show off, like, hey, we've got the classic versions of the characters that you grew up with as well, to have like mirror matchups shown off in the trailer. I thought was pretty cool. Like it was a nice that actually did tickle my nostalgia bone.
Absolutely.
A little bit.
No, it was really good. Lastly, this isn't really related to Sony, but we got to hit on it real quick. Apple announced their arcade function that they've got coming out. It's going to be something for iOS and macOS enabled devices. It'll be a subscription service. You'll get access to hundreds of different currently paid apps. Instead, you'll just be able to play them. Nothing that's going to be going to have, you know, paid microtransactions within the game. They've got names like Hironobu Sakaguchi attached to
but
making
also,
games for this.
But also no third-party support. Yeah. It's all native to iOS.
Yeah, like Lego and Disney and Konami, that doesn't move the needle on third-party support.
It'll be some new cool games for Apple users, but that's as far as I see it going.
I'm really curious what Hironobu Sakaguchi is working on,
Me
but
too.
Again... It's just, I don't think it's enough. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint underscore XP on Instagram. Coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily, it's almost April, which means that it's time for us to run down all the new game releases ahead in April. Next month in gaming is ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on WEJS 1600 in Williamsport and Sports Radio 100.9 and 1070 in Madison, Wisconsin. Check out our website over at CheckpointXP.com, and while you're there, make sure you sign up for the Checkpoint XP Nation newsletter. Get behind-the-scenes insights, photos, and access to contests and unique content. All it takes is an email address and a zip code, so sign up today over at CheckpointXP.com. At the end of each month, we like to preview what's coming up in the next month in gaming. It was a slow month in March, so here's what we have to work with in April.
More of the same.
I mean,
we do need to preface
this. We're in the doldrums, man. It's pre-E3.
Doing next month in gaming for October is a lot more fun than doing next month in gaming for March or April.
We still get some gems. Absolutely. Horizon dropped about this time.
That's true.
But that's the thing.
Dropped this time of year.
No, yeah. You usually get a hidden gem amongst stuff February, March, and then it slows down even more for April.
May is going to be the worst.
Persona 5 was in April, wasn't it?
I thought it was March. No, it was April. April.
Well, spoiler, we got a Persona game this April, too.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh.
So, let's start off. April 2nd, we've got Power Rangers Battle for the Grid for PS4. Norris, fighting game, Power Rangers, what do you think?
Why are we talking about this? I haven't talked about Power Rangers since I was 9.
Here's the thing. If it was a game that looked really dope and really amazing, I would be so hyped for this because Power Rangers. Right. But... Nah.
Yeah, I know. April 5th has got Death of Dance, Duloc and Faye.
It's
for
Dance
PC.
Of Death.
Dance of Death. That's a way better name. I'm much more impressed with that, actually.
Dance of Death. What is this?
That sounds like a weeb title.
Having gone through E3, Game Awards, have you heard anything about Dance of Death?
Can't say I have.
Nope.
Okay, how about Super Dragon Ball Heroes World Mission, PC and the Switch, April 5th?
No. This is news to me.
This is what I'm getting at. Like, this particular time of year, you get a couple of hidden gems and a couple of gems that are hidden because you've never heard of them. You've gotten to, like, oh, we're 4 days from release and we still don't
know.
And
then you get
a
couple games that should just stay hidden.
Amen to that. April 9th has got Hearthstone Rise of Shadows. Okay. So the new Hearthstone expansion.
Sure.
We've also got Shovel Knight Showdown and Treasure Trove. So these are going to be the re-releases and the full versions of Shovel Knight coming out.
I mean, that's not
Shovel
bad.
Shovel Knight was great.
Yeah, Shovel Knight's a good game. It's got awesome
especially
music.
Especially on the Switch. That's a great game for the Switch.
Yep. We've also got April 9th, Dangerous Driving for PC, PS4, and Xbox One. I got to tell you, this sounds way too much like big rigs over the road action.
I mean, I don't know what to expect from Dangerous Driving.
More alliteration?
Basically.
I mean, listen, I think Burnout is setting your expectations a
way
little bit
high,
too high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dangerous Driving to me, I mean, all it sounds like is...
Bus simulator.
Yeah.
But you can hit the people.
Yeah.
Your blinker's gone out. What do you do?
Yeah. April 10th and 11th, we've got Vaporum coming out for PS4 and Xbox One and then Switch. This is like it's a Steam game. It's already out. It's kind of a steampunk-esque game.
Cool.
Nate, this one's for you. April 11th, we've got Weedcraft Incorporated.
What is
I know next to nothing about Weedcraft, except I know you're going to love it. So don't ask me why.
Watch it be like a business sim.
That's what I'm thinking it is.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
it. I'm just kind of looking up, explores the business of producing, breeding, and selling weed in America.
Look at the publisher.
Delving deep into the financial and political and cultural aspects.
Devolver Digital.
There we go.
Actually, I'm kind of in for this.
There you go.
What's it coming out on?
PC.
Oh, okay.
Probably. Right. I assume a Steam release.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it'll get maybe a Switch release in the future. I like that. Although that may be a little bit off brand for Nintendo, right?
Like Weedcraft Inc. coming to Nintendo Switch. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, not quite.
Yeah, maybe not so much crossover. Although Nintendo should really look into it, because if anyone is playing their games as adults, it's stoners.
Definitely.
I agree.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on WXSM Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. We're looking ahead to the next month in gaming. Pretty excited about Weedcraft Inc.
Go.
I don't know that I'd actually play this, but Norris, this may be up your alley because of how much you like, you know, city
Sim
builders
games, yeah.
and managers and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm not buying it, man. I ain't trying to get the fizz.
Fair.
I would love if this was like a secret FBI program to like get all the stoners. Like, come on.
Oh my God, yes. April 16th has Final Fantasy X and X-2 HD Remaster for Xbox One and the Switch.
Yeah.
How did it take this long to come to the Xbox and Switch?
They've been doing like a timed release because, you know, FF9 came out a while ago.
Yeah, they staggered them all.
Seven drops soon.
I mean, I know that, but I mean, just in terms of like the technical capacity to make it happen, the PlayStation version came out well over a year ago, and they had a version for the Vita.
Yep.
So it just seems like this has taken a really long time to come to the Xbox and Switch.
All right, I got to move through a couple of these real quick here. We got My Time at Porsche, April 16th, as well as World War Z. And we also saw in the State of Play that Table of Tales is coming April 16th. Moving on to April 18th, we've got God's Trigger and Katana Zero, another Devolver Digital game.
That looks fun. Side-scrolling, slash them up.
Yeah, so that one I think we saw at
Game Awards.
I feel like we saw that one at Game Awards. That one looked really cool. We've got Our World Has Ended coming out on April 18th, and then April 23rd, Norris.
You know
Mortal Kombat 11.
It's happening!
What do you think? Where are you at with that?
Man, pre-order, buy.
Come on.
Now.
Come on.
Yesterday. Buy it yesterday.
You going to play Noob Saibot?
No.
No?
I am not.
Okay. Who are you playing? Who you main?
I haven't decided, but it's either between Cassie Cage, Scorpion, or probably somebody who hasn't been announced yet.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Ronda Rousey's performance as
Sonya
Blade. Yeah, that's going to be great. By the way, I just did a quick search. Anyone who's kind of interested by the title "Our World Is Ended,"
don't be.
Because I was thinking, it's going to be dark and depressing. No, it's anime.
Yeah, that's correct.
Just so you know, it's anime.
April 25th, we got Agalos, and April 26th, Days Gone finally comes after 3 years of prep. April 26th, Super Meat Boy Forever, the sequel is due out for PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch.
Not my kind of game, but okay.
April 30th, we'll have Fade to Silence, as well as Final Fantasy XII, The Zodiac Age on Xbox One and Switch.
I might buy this for the Switch. I actually think this is a perfect vehicle for the Switch.
And because you apparently left it off of here, Persona 5 Royal is out on April 24th.
That's correct.
I gotta buy it again.
Lastly, we've got and we don't have an exact release date, but we've got Dauntless for PS4, Xbox One, and Switch coming out sometime in April.
Well, there you go. That's our look ahead to what's coming out next month for new releases in games. We want to hear from you. Are there any titles in there that you're super excited for? Maybe one that we kind of blew off and you think is the bomb? Let us know. Maybe we could be wrong too. Connect
with
us.
We are wrong all the time.
Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website at checkpointxp.com for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a wide collection of podcasts and interviews. Checkpoint XP Daily will be back tomorrow with the latest in esports and gaming news. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Thanks to our executive producing team of Buzz Knight and Mike Thomas. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. And, of course, my co-hosts who pulled double duties as producers for Checkpoint XP Daily. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.